Ready, go.
Up, up, up.
At the U.S. Adaptive Alpine National Championships, skiers fly down a steep slalom course at Buttermilk Mountain, just outside of Aspen. The competition in mid-February is one of the last contests before the Paralympic Games.
Go.
In Sochi, athletes from 45 countries are competing in five events: alpine skiing and snowboarding, biathlon, cross-country skiing, ice sledge hockey, and wheelchair curling. Kevin Jardine is the High Performance Director for Paralympic Alpine Skiing for the U.S. Olympic Committee.
The athletes compete in one of three groups. The first group is the visually impaired athletes, and the second is the standing athletes, so anybody with a disability standing, arm amputee, leg amputee, anyone that stands to ski. And then the third group are the sitting athletes. So at every medal ceremonies for an event, there will be three medals given out for visually impaired, three for sitting, and three for standing.
One standing skier is 28-year-old Melanie Schwartz. The Toronto native now spends part of the year training in Aspen. She started competing in 2007 as a hobby.
So I had a full-time job, but I trained with the race team on weekends, and I ended up loving it. I mean, originally I was only going to do it for 1 year, and here it is, like, 8 years later.
Schwartz was born missing her femur. When she was young, she had an operation called a Van Ness rotation, or rotationplasty.
Because I have my calf, my tibia, fibula, ankle, and foot, I had a surgery when I was four where they basically cut my leg off, turned it around backwards, and stapled it back on, which sounds kind of weird, but it makes perfect sense because it allows me to use my ankle as a knee.
The modification is especially helpful when she wears a prosthetic leg, but for racing, she skis on just one leg and uses outriggers or poles with mini skis on the bottom that help with balance and control.
Melanie is, she works very hard. She'll ski basically until we tell her that she needs to stop.
Jonathan Micah is Schwartz's coach. He says her determination helps her on the slopes.
Well, you know, Mel's very analytical in her thinking, and sometimes that gets in the way of her skiing. But I think since she's moved to Aspen, she's gotten a lot of experience free skiing and basically outside of the gates, which has helped her tremendously.
Schwartz has had a good season, making it onto the podium in national races and placing in the top 10 in World Cups. She's level-headed about competing in Sochi.
I don't think I'm anything special. I'm just a regular person, and I'm passionate about ski racing, so that's what I want to do, and I'm always challenging myself to be as good a skier as I can be.
26 alpine athletes will ski for the United States in Sochi. Eight of them trained in Aspen with the Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club's adaptive program. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Marcy Krivenin.